presenting every man perfect, whom we preach, warning every man, and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Colossians 1 verse 28. In the periodical The Pilgrim's Messenger, volume 15, number 9, for April 1936, I.T. Watkins, former Primitive Baptist pastor, wrote, "My mind wanders out into the universe. I can see the great love of our Heavenly Father. Why did He make the universe, and what is His goal for it? Christendom tells us that many of mankind will dwell endlessly in misery and woe because they have not had the gospel and have not accepted Christ. Our text presents every man perfect or mature in Christ. Paul says that the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life, Romans 5:18. Adam, by one offense, brought us all into condemnation. Christ is the one who brings justification. Again he says, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 22. When Christ was born, the messengers brought tidings which they declared should be good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, Luke 2, verse 10. All people? Yes. Well, if some are never saved, the message of Christ will never be good tidings to them. Not all are justified as yet, but they shall be. Not all hear the gospel message with gladness, but they shall. Not all men are yet perfect. Some will not be until the consummation, but the gospel presents them perfect. In other words, the gospel message is to the effect that all mankind shall come to maturity in Christ. This is the way all are now presented mature.